the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is a Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And I wish I could have had an over-under on bricked Zion Williamson dunks last night in the All-Star game, Lundy. Because I would have hammered the living daylights out of the over. That was ridiculous. You think the kid was a little bit nervous in his first All-Star game? I think I counted four missed dunks in the first quarter alone of that game. And you know what's going to end up happening. Somebody's going to go out there and probably spend like $100,000 on a Zion Williamson missed dunk top shot here in short order, because people are paying out the nose of those stupid digital cards right now. But come on, Zion, sit it in, big fella.
I enjoyed, I mean, as crazy as the game was there anybody having more fun than Nuggets star Nikola Jokic? I mean, he's like out there dancing on the court. He's jumping around. They showed him sitting on the sideline dancing to the music that was playing in the arena. I mean, he is one giant goofball. There's a reason his nickname is Joker. Like, it's legit. He is just a nut.
He is a nut. And something to remember if you want to increase your nuts, Lundy, always bet the over the All-Star game. Always.
Yes.
It's just ridiculous. There's no defense being played. Absolutely asinine. Look, it's that time of the year again. Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push for a bid while the top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on a dog and a select college basketball game. And if they win, you collect $256. The bank is wide open. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code FTN to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Colorado residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9 with it. With that, on this Monday of Championship Week, let's get to the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, we got a limited slate of college basketball games tonight, which means we got to dig deep with some of these mid-major darlings out there. So let's go to the Colonial Athletic, and let's talk about Elon versus Hofstra, the artist formerly known as the Flying Dutchman. And it's unfortunate they no longer are the Flying Dutchman, but are now the Pride. But I am siding with that Pride and laying the chalk here at -4. Now, Hofstra is just 5-10 ATS in conference play, but this is a classic case of offense versus defense. Hofstra, 1.075 points per possession scored in league play. That's one of the best marks in the Colonial. Elon, meanwhile, number 4 in adjusted defensive efficiency in league action, giving up 1.008 points per possession. But Elon is dead last in 2-point percentage offense and dead last in overall offensive efficiency. Meanwhile, the Pride, they are white hot from way downtown, shooting 41% beyond the arc in their last five. So Jalen Ray, Tariq Coburn, if those guys continue to sizzle, I think Hofstra will bounce Elon, who knocked off the Dukes, James Madison, the number one seed in that league. So roar with the Pride, -4, fade or follow.
I will follow on this one, because when you see the Elon Phoenix taking care of the number one seed, a lot of times in a conference tournament like this, that's not really a streak that stays alive for very long, right? You pull off that one game, that one win in the quarterfinals that propel you forward, and then all of a sudden you hit a brick wall, and I think that brick wall will be the Pride. I think Hofstra takes care of them. I think 4 is an easy number to be able to play, as Hofstra will advance into the Colonial Championship.
Bet on the pride.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to the Summit League, Lundy, in a game that's got a lot of pew, 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 shootout appeal. And it's not going to be a pea shooter. It's an automatic weapon that these teams are going to be firing off. Oral Roberts going up against South Dakota State, the Fighting Jackrabbits. One of my favorite teams from a couple of years ago when they had Mike Dom on that squad. I am going to take the over here on the 163, Lundy, because this game is going to be a breathtaking track meet. San Diego State, number 55 in the country in adjusted tempo. Oral Roberts, number 46 in that category. Both teams, absolutely dynamite offensively. The Fighting Jackrabbits, 1.137 points per possession. Oral Roberts, meanwhile, in conference play, 1.130 points per possession. Both very prolific there. San Diego, or South Dakota State, shooting over 41% from way downtown in league action. Oral Roberts, also over 41%. And over 45% of Oral Roberts' shots come from along the perimeter. Both are leaky defensively. I mean, just pull it all together. Little D, whole lot of threes, love to play at a fast pace, and that screams over, over, and over again. By the way, both teams this year have been over in 14 of 21 contests. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes well into the 80s, maybe even into the 90s, the third time around between these two foes. So fade or follow my over, Oral Roberts and the Fighting Jackrabbits of South Dakota State, 163.
I just like how you say it, Fighting Jackrabbits. It's an appropriate way to be able to say this team, right? Yeah, you talk about the last time that they matched up. Let's see, 86-84. Yep. That was South Dakota. South Dakota State, 95-80, 103-86. Yep. I mean, these guys, it's all they do is score. And the fact that both teams are 14-7 on the year in terms of hitting the over, you lean this way all day long. 163, an easy number. These guys are going to be, as you said, up in the 80s and probably even higher. So, yes, roll with these points. Take the over with the Fighting Jackrabbits.
That's right, Fighting Jackrabbits.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day. Not the NBA because they're on Siesta. We're going to focus on the NHL. And they got it all at Monkey Knife Fight. The NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball upcoming, the college sports as well. They got a special bracket game going on for March Madness. If you want to get on all that action, go there now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to get a free $5 game on the house only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And of course, for those of you loyal listeners of this podcast, I know absolutely nothing about the NHL, so that's why Lundy has got his player prop pick. What do you got tonight, amigo?
Let's do it. Let's talk about some fantasy points for the Edmonton Oilers, and we're not going to talk about Connor McDavid because I think at Monkey Knife Fight, his fantasy point total at 7.5 is a little bit too high for me, but I'm going to look at his teammate, Leon Draisaitl of the Oilers. His over-under fantasy points for tonight's contest against Ottawa is 5.5, and I am taking the over in this one. In three games against Ottawa this year, he's got 12 shots on goal, an assist, another goal to go along with that, plus a blocked shot in there, all those things that add up at Monkey Knife Fight. I think that 5.5 is too low. And in fact, in the last contest for Edmonton, it was Connor McDavid that we saw go off, but these two guys tend to work in tandem. So I think coming off of a three-point effort by McDavid, that tonight against Ottawa will be Draisaitl's night. So I will take the over on 5.5 fantasy points for the star of the Oilers.
All right, I like it. I know nothing. Follow Lundy.
Number two.
All right, let's move on and let's go back to the college basketball hardwood and let's go to Vegas, baby, and let's pull a lever and hopefully it's going to come up jackpot, jackpot, jackpot between Pepperdine and BYU in the WCC conference tournament. And I'm going to go with the Waves here, Lundy, catching 8.5 against the Cougs. Pepperdine 10-3-1 ATS in conference play. These two teams split during the regular season. BYU won by 11 in pro Provo, and then Pepperdine returned the favor in Malibu, taking the W by 3. Now, you look at the last month, BYU's defense has been outstanding, 0.936 points per possession allowed. Pepperdine, not so much in that category, giving up 1.047 points per possession, but three balls are going to be key in this contest. The last eight games, Pepperdine's been tickling the twine from deep, shooting 38.3%. Not only that, but Colby Ross, Kessler Edwards, those guys draw a ton of contact and get to the line early and often. As a team, the Waves are shooting 77.6% from the charity stripe. So really, it's twofold. If they want to hang in this game, they got to hang on the glass and try to match BYU board for board and entice those whistles, Lundy. And if Pepperdine does that the way they've been stroking it from outside, I think they're going to keep this thing under the 8.5 spread and score the cover. You got to ride the waves with me? Fade or follow?
No, I'll be sitting on the beach while you're riding the waves. No, I'm going to fade you on this one. I think the Cougars, I think this is going to be a close game, but I think this comes down the stretch to BYU hitting the free throw line a few times there in the final minutes, managing to stretch it out. I think 8.5, they will be able to cover in this one. Despite what you talked about with Pepperdine, I just think BYU will take care of business in this one, roll forward, and 8.5, not enough. I think they're going to wind up getting the cover. Maybe an alt line you could talk me into. The best part about this one, Brad, tips off at what, midnight Eastern? So if anybody is really trailing tonight and needs an opportunity to bounce back, here's your game.
Chase with Pepperdine.
Number one.
All right, moving on. Apparently I cannot pronounce Pepperdine. St. Mary's going up against Gonzaga. I'm going to take the under here, Lundy. Yes, I'm fading the Zags on a total at 142.5. The Zags have actually gone over in just 7 of 15 contests in conference play. And they split in the regular season with the Gales in terms of the over-under. When they played in California, went way under at 132. And then at the Kennel in Spokane, went for 152. I know what St. Mary's going to do. They're going to try to slam on the brakes, slow this sucker down. The number 349 in the country in adjust the tempo. Gonzaga, meanwhile, they try to speed up the Gales. They're number 4 in the country in adjusted tempo. But if the turnover game is minimized by St. Mary's, game 1, they only had 10 turnovers. Game 2, they had 19. You got to prevent a lot of those sprint outs. And knowing, too, that Gonzaga is unlikely to shoot 57.1% from beyond the arc, just unbelievable in that category in the second matchup. And knowing, too, that the Gales are the worst offensive team in the WCC this season, netting 0.911 points per possession, they're only shooting 27.8% from along the arc. Pool all together, I think this one's going to tuck under. I think it's going to be a lower scoring affair than normal, and the Zags may not reach 80 points, again, much like they did in the first matchup there in Mornaga. So, fade or follow my under on Gonzaga St. Mary's 142.5.
I will follow you on this one. I agree that this one feels to me like the tempo is going to slow down. Don't know that Gonzaga gets as many points as they might normally see. Plus, in 22 games this season, St. Mary's has gone under in 14 of them. So this is a team, as you said, their totals tend to be able to tuck underneath. I think Gonzaga takes care of business, obviously continues to be undefeated, but St. Mary's is going to mess with this tempo, and that's going to mess with the Bulldogs' head. I'll agree with you. I'll take the under, as crazy as that might seem to some folks, taking an under in a Bulldogs contest.
Oh, God, I feel so uncomfortable saying that, but that's the direction. It's where the evidence is pointing to right now. Bonus time! And Lundy's going to have a parlay play in hockey tonight here in a second, but we got the SoCon final. We got the Sun Belt final. I'm going to go on the money line with both the favorites here. Give me UNC Greensboro. Outstanding defensive team. Number one in 6 different categories in that league. I think they're going to hold Mercer in check, score the W, and then I'm going to pair that with Georgia State. The Panthers have been on the prowl offensively, number one in the Sun Belt in points per possession scored. Thomas and Sosime, those guys are going to have an outstanding game. They are number one in 2-point percentage offense because of the 6'10" Thomas and the 6'9" Sosime going up against Appalachian State, dead last in the Sun Belt in 2-point percentage D. So if you put Georgia State and UNCG together, it's plus 113 on that two-leg money line parlay. The ice is yours, amigo. What do you like tonight?
Yeah, let's take it to the ice with a three-team parlay here. We'll take the Edmonton that I was just talking about earlier with our player prop of the day. I'm going to take Edmonton at home against the Senators. I'm going to take the Habs, Montreal, on the road. And I'll take the Avalanche as well, coming off of an overtime loss, but they should have Nathan MacKinnon back tonight. I'm going to put those three favorites together on the money line. It's a plus 264.
Ah, there you go. Some hot action on the ice and also on the college basketball hardwood. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Faith That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. You can follow me at Noisy Huevos. And drop us a rating and review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And as always, faith or follow, that is up to you.
Feed the noise.